This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Happy July 2nd. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, I think we're going to have a little fun. Sometimes it's fun to have guests that are double fun.
We have a good one coming in?
Well, no. We got great ones. Mike Perenio is going to join us from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook in Las Vegas. Jim Langan and I, we were talking earlier in the week about the college football over-unders, some of the spreads of interesting games. I'm not going to call them marquee because there's 166 of them, but games that piqued the interest of some of the BCS schools throughout the year. And we'll talk about what's going on in Major League Baseball as we approach the All-Star break. There's always a couple of good hints and tidbits, and we'll talk about what's going on out at the Mandalay Bay. And we're also going to talk a little Husker football. As I was watching last week, this will be a little personal because, yeah, he is a Ord alum. Former Nebraska quarterback Jeff Quinn is going to join us on the show today. He lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth area suburbs there. Got a chance to meet Mike Riley last week, talked to him during the satellite camps, and he likes what he sees. We'll get his thoughts and also kind of that perspective. What is it like in Texas? We talked to Brian Christopherson of the Journal Star earlier this week. He continues to kind of put stuff on in the paper at the Journal Star and with talking with defensive coordinator Mark Banker. And a lot has been made of the Husker brand. We hear Chris talking about it on Hail Varsity from time to time in the afternoon. We'll see what Nebraska is still like in Texas. It'll be, I think, a little interesting to some folks. So we'll talk with Jeff a little bit later on in the program today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I know a lot of stuff about Jeff Quinn, but I found out even more. Here's one for you. Do you know that only three quarterbacks since Bob Devaney took over the Nebraska program hail from Nebraska and quarterback the Huskers to top 10 national rankings? Scott Frost, Eric Crouch, Jeff Quinn. Those are the three that have done it.
That's interesting.
I think it's pretty cool.
I could have guessed him.
Who was...
If you'd have given me the clue, I thought you were going to give him to him, and I was going to be able to guess him.
Jimmy, who was one? Because I was thinking about this morning. Okay, so when you're in that 8 to 12-year-old range, I think that's when you... 5 and 6, you go, oh. But there's kids, when you went to high school, and I think it is that way today, and coaches talk about it, hey, these kids over here, the little kids that are at the game, they're watching what you're doing. They're paying attention to what you're doing. That's why you need to, act the right way, play the right way, be courteous, all the things that go along with being a good young man or woman. So when you were in high school and you were a third, fourth, fifth grader, sixth grader, did you have somebody that you looked up to?
Well, I'm Nebraska football players.
No, I mean in your high school.
Yeah, there were some, and Kurt Lauer was a great basketball player. Don Kuiper was a great basketball player. Glenn Skeen, and you know, I would have been like in the five and six years old at that time. Mm-hmm. Probably at a young age, I used to go to football practice when I was at that age. I'd go over and sit on the dummies and watch the practice. You know, so I suppose that would have been the people that I looked at. You know, at that level. You know what I mean? So I'd have been about 5 or 6 years old at our school.
And they had some pretty solid teams, of course, with Kurt. I mean, basketball, definitely.
They got second in the state in 1963 and 64. You know, so they had some pretty good teams at that time. But I enjoyed going to the games and watching them play. And then, in 68 and 69, they didn't win very many games. So I guess those, even though I went to a lot of them, they were my idols.
Ord had some good teams in that time, and from the late 60s to the mid 70s, they were really pretty good at everything. And Quinn and his crew, and interesting story, I came across it. It was written last year by Tony Chapman that was in the Grand Island Independent, if folks remember seeing that, just kind of talking about his career and how Tom Osborne recruited him very early, obviously, in Tom Osborne's career, just 4 years in as the head coach at Nebraska, and how he wanted to be really a basketball player and ended up being a starting quarterback for the Huskers. So looking forward to that chat, kind of as a personal side and as a Nebraska thing, because I remember every athlete has that moment, and we can talk about what happened, and they are talking about it this morning at the Women's World Cup. You're in the semifinals, and you kick the ball into your own goal, and you lose with 1 minute left. It would have went into overtime. They're already in stoppage time, and one of the things about social media, if that happened, I mean, if that was Bill Buckner, everybody could easily get on him and crush him, but now the Laura Bassett from England, everybody is, showering her with support and, say, keep your head up, and some of it's sympathetic, but all that. It's more that than it is bashing the young gal. But it happened to Jeff Quinn. He fumbled the football with 13 seconds left against Florida State when Florida State, that was their first really significant win. Florida State came up here about four times. Bobby Bowden had just kind of got that program, and that was their first significant win. And Nebraska was going in, and Roger Craig probably should have scored, but he didn't. The next play, 13 seconds left, the ball gets popped away from behind. Florida State covers it and wins the football game by four. And so I remember on the farm, throwing the football around, young kid, I'm listening to the game and just getting crushed. Just crushed, because Nebraska lost, but you also knew that it was your hometown guy that had a bad moment. And I think that happens to all athletes at some point. Like Michael Jordan said, I didn't make every game-winning shot. I missed a few.
You know, in 1972, and I think it would have been in September, it could have been late August, but I think it was in September, the Olympics were going on. And the United States lost to the Russians in the Olympics. And, they replayed the play three times. You know what I'm talking about. Well, the same day, Nebraska loses to UCLA. Efren Herrera kicks a field goal and beats Nebraska. And they had that winning streak, when they won the national championships in the 70s and 71s and had to play their first game at L.A. and lose to UCLA 20-17. I was in the seventh grade. Now, you talk about a tough day for me. I didn't think it could get any worse than that. And then I realized there's a lot more important things than an athletic event.
Well, but little kids, idols, it doesn't matter if it's sports or whatever field you're in, dance, whatever. You've got your idols, and when things fall the wrong way the first time, it's kind of a shock to your system. Everybody has to experience that for a first time. So, 888-455-ESPN. Looking forward to that. A couple of other notes. It is quiet, but big baseball tonight. Big day for you as a dad. I know your son's going to be starting on the mound tonight, and he's going to be taking on the Ewing kid from Grand Island over in the Cornhusker League Championship. We talked with Tino yesterday, and again, it's just great to see rivalries and pretty much good sportsmanship rivalries, and I think that's what we've got here tonight. But are you nervous?
Well, you're always hoping when your kid's on the mound or when he's batting or when a ground ball's hit to him and he's getting ready to make the throw to first or whatever. I mean, I think everybody has a vested interest. The Ewing kid's a fine gentleman, a great kid. Parents are great people. Hopefully, you know, the game goes fairly smooth. You know, let's be honest about it. There's going to be 9, 10 other kids are going to have a lot to do with this game. You know, these two guys, I mean, one thing about it, when you're pitching, though, what you've got to do your job and try to throw strikes. You know, that's your job. So let's face it, you can't pretend that it's not. I mean, when you go out there and you get the ball, you got to throw strikes. If you walk 5, 6 guys and get a bunch of pass balls, then you probably didn't do your job. If you get the other team to hit some ground balls, they happen to find holes, you still did your job. You know, but you got to get some ground ball outs and, you know, try to throw strikes. That's your job.
7 o'clock tonight at Ryder Park. Then all the senior teams are headed off to Lincoln for tournament action in the Mike Peterson this weekend. The College Baseball Home Run Derby is tonight at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. It will be televised by ESPN at 7:30. And what an array of schools are covered here. When you watch the three-point and slam dunk competition before the Final Four on ESPN, they always have kids from everywhere. They don't all have to be top dogs. I mean, you've got Jeff Campbell from North Dakota. I didn't even know North Dakota had baseball, college baseball. The senior led them in homers each of the past 4 years. He has 32 in his career.
And he's going to be there. He's got 32 career home runs. Hey, you know, you hit the home run in North Dakota. I'm going to say, you know, with the ice on their hands, you know, the ball being as cold as it is, I'm just going to automatically say 32, you can double that. He's got 64. You live in North Dakota, you get 64. Go ahead, next guy.
You got Kyle Lewis from Mercer. You've got Colton Shaver from BYU. So you got a few of the smaller schools represented. Zach Collins, who played for Miami of Florida in the College World Series, is coming back. He was the National Freshman of the Year. You've got Will Craig from Wake Forest, Joe Donad from North Carolina State. He was a freshman as well. Kel Johnson from Georgia Tech. Another youngster was named a Louisville Slugger Freshman All-American. And then you've got the defending runner-up, Eric Gutierrez of Texas Tech. Last year in the event, 52 home runs. But he lost in the finals because the other kid from Texas, I think it was, hit 25 or something crazy like that. So he's all Big 12 first team, and he will be back to try to defend his title, although he only hit 4 home runs in the regular season. So he'll be back tonight. You can watch it on ESPN. So that should be a fun event as well. Mr. Basketball underway today. 12:30 is when things get going at UNK's Health and Sports Center. 7 different states represented. It's the boys this week. It's the girls next week. So there is some things going on in the area as we get ready for this 4th of July weekend. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, they are giving us some time off, so we're going to take advantage of it, but we will have a Best of Doug and Daddy Show for you tomorrow. A handful of interviews that have previously aired that a lot of people gave us good comments on. We'll have Dave Winfield, the Hall of Famer, joined us before the College World Series. We'll talk with John Higgins. We talked with him after the NCAA basketball tournament. Of course, in the Final Four the last 2 years refereeing, he had the championship game a year ago. And you see him all over the place on TV. And the Nebraska native will join. We play that. Plus, Jack Gangwish. Everybody is on board with Jack and named a captain of the Nebraska football team. We caught up with him after the spring game to talk about how spring went. And as we get not that far away from everybody officially getting back to work, we'll hear from him. So those are all interviews that we're going to play tomorrow. And as we said, we're not far away from the start of our 14 teams in 14 days, college football. And we'll be in Chicago at the end of the month, July 30th and 31st for Big Ten Media Days. All baseball for you all weekend, though. I don't even have to ask you what you're doing over the 4th. A lot of baseball. Anything besides baseball?
That's going to be it. My sister and brother-in-law are coming back. In fact, they're going to the Royals game, you know, in Minnesota versus the Royals, because they were in Omaha, and they're going to go to that tonight. And we were going to go, but we have something else that came up. You know, so we're not going to go to that game. And then I'll see her maybe late on the 4th of July. But, yeah, so it's kind of, then she's going to stay another week. So, you know, I don't, it depends on how we do in this tournament, what my plans are. So, yeah.
Well, it'll be fun, a lot of baseball, so hopefully you'll enjoy that. We have got a lot more on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back from a break, Mike Perenio, director of the Racing Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay, will join us. We'll talk a little college football and who's hot, who's not, how are things looking out there. We'll talk a little baseball as well after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get a 5-pound box of 4-ounce ground beef patties, only $19.95 each. A 24-ounce package of natural casing old-fashioned wieners, only $6.88 each. And individual racks of pork back ribs, only $3.47 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and storms, as high temperatures reaching the lower 80s. For tonight, a lingering chance for showers and storms early on, a low of 61. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 75 degrees.
On the boats and on the planes, they're coming to America. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you're looking to take your game to the next level, then attend the 29th annual Mike Trader Mid-America Basketball Camp, Monday, July 13th through Thursday, July 16th at Hastings College. The day camp sessions are for both boys and girls ages 7 through 18. So register online at traderscamp.com. That's traderscamp.com. T-R-A-D-E-R-S, just like it's supposed to be, traderscamp.com. And you can call Mike for more information, 402-960-8011. 402-960-8011. Registrations will also be taken at the door. Work on your jumping, endurance, ball handling, agility, shooting, dribbling, and passing skills at the 29th annual Mike Trader Mid-America Basketball Camp. Go to traderscamp.com for more information and to get registered today. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, ready to be joined by another Mike, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook, the director out there. Of course, as we always like to joke, this is probably lifeguard season out there for Mike, and it's been a couple months. Mike, have you survived? How are you, buddy?
Doing good. The pool's open, so we're doing real well, and it's been a little warm, but it's been actually a pretty nice summer so far.
Well, I keep getting emails and updates about all the things that are going on out there. You want to throw the folks a bone about what's new this year?
You know what? It's you know how it is when we're out here. You guys have been out here. We've got great beach concerts this year. 4th of July weekend's coming up. We've got 311 and fireworks shows the 3rd and the 4th. And right on the beach and the pool, and it's you know, a great way to spend the 4th of July. We got a fight coming up at the end of the month here. Really good one, actually, on July 25th, Kovalev and Mohamedied. And we're looking forward to that. That should be a good matchup. The Russian guy's been an amazingly tough fighter, and that's exciting. That's just July, and then, you know, we get to August. It's already preseason football.
Well, we've been talking a lot about with some of the sports books putting out the collegiate football and the odds out there. And, of course, the future odds have been up for a year. I mean, when one NFL season is done, the next one pretty much immediately gets posted. How much hustle bustle, the guys in the know, everybody has the name for them, Sharks, the whatever you want to say. How busy has this past week been for you guys?
It's, you know, this, it's overall, it's always a slow time of the year in general. But, so far this year, we've avoided any shark attacks, unlike most of the rest of the country. Seems like they're getting hammered, but this has been a good year. The wise guys haven't been as on as they have been in the past, and we're having one almost a record-setting year, actually, as far as hold. And it's good to have those once in a while, but the Mayweather fight was huge here, of course. We needed Mayweather, and it came through, and we needed it to go the distance, and it went the distance. And that really was something that, you know, and I've been in Vegas 30 years plus now, and I've never seen anything close to what we had on that weekend with the Derby and Mayweather on the same weekend and Pacquiao. And it was really something to behold. It was an amazing time here. And we've actually, so far this year, this Women's World Cup, Tuesday, I came in Tuesday just to check. It's normally my day off, and it was too hot to golf. And came in, and we had a packed house, NFL weekend-style packed house. And I think they could hear the screaming from the Women's World Cup a couple of hotels down. It was soccer's taken on an amazing proportions, especially when you get the big matches and it involves the USA.
Hey, when the USA wins, do you get hit a little bit in the soccer?
Yeah, a little bit. We put out the three-way bet, so a lot of times if they don't win in the first 90 minutes plus injury time, it's good for us. But with the USA this last time, of course, they scored before the regulation was over, and it's not huge volume, even with the amount of people that watch it here. People still aren't comfortable with betting it. They're not sure what they're doing. And we actually had Germany as the favorite in that, so it wasn't too one-sided, I should say. There are some people that'll bet soccer and bet against the USA and a lot of the stuff, but in women's soccer, that's not always the best route to go.
We're talking with Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay. One more question about that fight weekend, because I don't think we've talked about it. What was the feeling? As you said, it was good for the books financially, but what was the feeling about from the near lifers like yourself that had seen so many boxing matches, UFC matches, about the way that was fought? Just, we rekindled it out here when it was all said and done, saying the guys were getting paid no matter what happened in the ring, and they kind of fought that way is what we thought. What do the experts out there think?
Well, you know what? First of all, Mayweather's fights are always that way. He's a defensive genius, and you're not going to see the round action where they're just pummeling each other from bell to bell. That's why he's never lost a fight. His fights are always boring, but really, you know, boxing is kind of an art and a science, and it's not if you want the knockouts and stuff like that, you got UFC and this BKB boxing, which we have at Mandalay Bay all the time, where they put you in a ring circle and basically force you to punch. But boxing's is different, and that's the way Mayweather fights are. He's the best ever, to be honest with you, and he's not going to let you hit him, and he's not going to let you, and those at that weight class, nobody knocks each other out at those weight classes unless it's a really big mismatch. And that fight was probably 6 years too late in coming, but it's just the way some fights are in boxing. And if you don't appreciate the art of boxing, that's kind of what happened in that fight. It was, although there was some controversy with injuries, but, you know, that's, that's something that's hard to believe, some of the stuff they say. And, you know, some sports are that way and some aren't. In the NFL, we get injuries, and if they don't give us injuries, the NFL fines them. In hockey, they tell you upper body, lower body, and don't give you anything else until the end of the season.
You know, Mike, people have a tendency to bet positive things. So after something really good has happened, they have a tendency to bet the favorite the next week in a football game. They like to bet the over because everybody's scoring, so they have a tendency to bet that. Was there any prop bet after the Kentucky Derby where you put something out, Triple Crown winner, yes or no, and do you get hit on that at all?
Well, you know, that's probably why our sports books are the best in the country, because we know what to do and not to do. There were books that put that out. We didn't. And the ones that put it out at minus 180, and immediately went to even money as they got hammered on it. They ended up winning, but, you know, those things, those type of bets don't generate interest except for guys that are wise guys. There's not a lot of people ask for that. They want to bet the individual race. You know, if after the Derby, they want to bet the Preakness right away. But we don't. You know, we do that the week of, and it's not that hard to bet tracks, horses, because almost every state now has a OTB or a track where you can bet the big races. But I tell you what, it was good for the industry, and it's interesting to see that American Pharoah is going to keep on running. Is going to run probably, you know, three more times, including the Pacific Classic and the Breeders' Cup, and that's really good for horse racing. It'd be something if he would keep undefeated and finish up with a Breeders' Cup win. That would definitely keep the momentum going from for horse racing industry, which needs it, and this owner seems to realize that, and it's amazing because 9 times out of 10, they're going to retire a horse that wins a Triple Crown immediately.
Director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay and Nebraska native Mike Perenio joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's dive into the college football talk a little bit here, Mike. Reading a variety of different articles, everybody has, well, this team took a shot, this team is hot, they like the overs here, they like the unders there, they like the spread on this game a little bit. What have you seen out there without me divulging what else we've read?
You know what, there's been, we've had a little movement on the NCAA futures Michigan with the coaching change, although it surprises me it didn't go the other way, actually, with the kind of the controversy that came along with that and people leaving. But Michigan's actually dropped from 50-1 to 25-1 since we opened it up. Tennessee's taken a big drop from 100-1 down to 40-1. And Stanford went from 100 to 30-1. So we've had some pretty good action on a few teams. The one that surprised me the most was Michigan, because I'm not sure everything's hunky-dory in Michigan right now. And evidently, someone thinks they have the talent, or maybe it's because that conference is down. But when you got Ohio State in there as the favorite, and Michigan State having a good team, Nebraska's actually gone up a little bit, 50-60-1, but there's a lot of good teams in there, and it's kind of hard to imagine anyone going undefeated and winning a national championship. But with the playoffs now, it's not so important to go undefeated maybe as it was previous years.
Doug Duda and Jim Langan talking with Mike Perenio here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Explain to the folks, everybody that wants to bet this, the wise guys, they know what's going on, but you can't just walk out there and say, I want 50,000 that Nebraska is going to win more than 8 games. You can't even say, I want 5,000 that Nebraska is going to win more than 8 games without moving the line. How closely do you get involved with that?
Well, it depends. I mean, on futures, you can get a little bit more. I mean, if somebody wants to bet 50,000 on Ohio State at 3-1, we're going to take that bet probably if they're a regular customer of one of our properties or of us. And if they're playing $20,000 hand in blackjack, we'll definitely take it. the bigger risks, you know, no, we're not going to take 50 grand on Nebraska and put that kind of risk out on us, because there's no incentive for us to do that. We can take smaller amounts and move the line and keep it even keel. Futures tend to be good profit margins for us. One of these days, maybe the Cubs will win, but where we get so much action every year on the Cubs. But even if they do win, now that they're small odds, they'd have to win 25 years in a row for us to be negative on the Cubs after the last few years. I don't think that'll happen.
Well, you brought up baseball a little bit. Again, Mike's referring to the Cubs could be the worst team in baseball, but they can put them at 8-1 because everybody's going to bet the Cubs. The Cowboys are a little bit that way. The Yankees are that way.
Yeah.
So
there's certain teams like that that the Yankees get bet no matter what the odds are. And be honest with you, a lot of people, it's fun for them to come out to Vegas. This is entertainment, and a lot of people come out and they bet. I've had people come out and go, I'm betting this for my grandfather. All he does is sit by the TV and watch the Notre Dame all year long, and I want him to have a ticket. He holds it while he watches Notre Dame games all year long, and it's kind of the entertainment value and the fun of it. And a lot of times people don't care what the odds are. They just want to bet their teams.
Not even really 2 weeks ago, Jimmy and I were talking about the teams that were – if it ended today, would be in the Major League Baseball playoffs. I mean, the Mets, the Astros. There was about four or six of the eight spots up for grabs that were not the favorites going in. I mean, the Cardinals were there and then the Dodgers were there. But are there any teams right now that are making you a little nervous?
You know what? The only place you kind of get nervous is in the American League East, where there's really four teams for sure that can win it all, and that doesn't really make us nervous because we get action on four teams and it spreads it out a little bit on us. And everybody was high on the Washington. They're probably, in the way they're playing, that's a tough number for us if the Nationals would win. But when we get surprised, if you guys remember a few years back, is like when a team has to win 10 games in a row at the end of the year and they're at 500-1 because no one thinks they can do it, and the Cardinals did it that one year, and that hurt us. So those are the only teams we really worry about, and we've kind of adjusted our style since that run by the Cardinals, where we don't give anything out that's too ridiculous. But that was kind of be honest with you, that's the last time I remember us losing money in a baseball futures. And the Cardinals literally had to win almost every game, and they had so many things that had to happen that did happen. It was just kind of a fluke.
Yeah, the Rockies did that one year, too. I think the Colorado Rockies got in. They ended up not winning the World Series, but they got in there and won like 17 out of their last 20, or a big number. Question for you. You know, Virginia won the NCAA baseball, and I've sat here talking to Doug, and I said, hey, you know, this is a scary team because they saw the other teams, you know, celebrate that in front of them, you know, and I think that, you know, they were a long shot just with two teams. I mean, they were quite a bit of a price with two teams. What are you doing with Baylor and TCU in football? Because both of them thought they should have been in that Final Four selection, and neither one of them got in. And I would think there'd be an incentive for those two this year that maybe somebody would play them at a pretty good price. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? You get a chip on your shoulder is sometimes. That's always a good angle in any sport. You'd be honest with you, that's kind of the way New England's played over the last 20 years. I mean, they get a chip. Belichick makes up a chip if there isn't one. It does something to create a chip, and it's a great motivator for, especially in football. In baseball, with pitching being so hard to really gauge, and it being the type of skills for baseball, I don't know if getting up and pumped up helps that much in baseball, but in sports where, like football, if you can create or have a chip on your shoulder, and those teams that got shut out that probably shouldn't have or had a good case for it, they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. It's still tough, though, because of the top echelon teams and the way everything's determined. You still have to win every game, and it's tough to do that, a guarantee. And, you know, I've played for coaches before, too, and I've talked to guys that are professional athletes, and really, when it comes down to it, if you had done what you had to do, you would have been in those games. Now, there's times where teams go undefeated where you could say that, you know. And there's been teams that have done that in the past, especially without the playoffs, where teams go undefeated and don't get to play for the national championship. A team with one win does. Hopefully the playoffs are not going to at least have that scenario. But, you know, you do hold your, in most cases, hold your fate in your own hands. And if you don't lose that one game, then you don't have to worry about not getting in.
And as we wrap it up here with Mike Perennial, the director of the Racing Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, you brought up the Patriots. There's always a team or two in, could be any sport, but with football being number one. How has this Tom Brady deflategate affected lines, over-unders, and things like that? And at a moment's notice, do you have to be ready to hit the button that pulls them off?
Yeah, well, it affected a lot of places. We haven't put up over-unders on the NFL. And one team, even people that did, pulled it for a while. And a lot of them haven't put it up yet. And the week one odds are not going to come out at most places. If they did come out, they've been adjusted because it's pretty certain he's going to miss at least a couple games. He might not miss the full four, but it definitely has an impact on what's going on and what's who's doing it. But that might be another chip for the New England. Now that didn't count last year because there's controversy, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens this year and see how they react to the to be honest with you, their division, even if he misses four games, they've got a shot. It's going to hurt them. But you've seen the Patriots when someone goes down or somebody's out, hasn't had a big impact on. That's how Tom Brady got the starting job. I mean, they had an injury. He came in and never gave it up after that and has won a ton of Super Bowls. So we'll see how it affects New England. I think it's going to put a chip on their shoulder. They did go up from 5-1 to 8-1. That's not really a significant change. And if they can pull out one or two games while he's not playing, if they go 0-4, it's going to make a difference. But overall, in the schedule, the way it plays out, I think they might survive that. And if they do survive it and gel as a team, they might see something again this year.
I'm trying to think real quick. I don't have anything that's popping right into my head. Is there any other team collegiately or pro level in any sport that you also have to watch very closely that might have a story like New England's got?
You know what? It's not a chip. I guess it is kind of a chip on your shoulder. But I tell you what, the Arizona Cardinals, with all the injuries they had, and they've been told so many times that's a tough division. Although I think San Francisco's down, I'm not sure Seattle's all on the same page as far as the team anymore. And Arizona has done so well, and I've been on them so many times, it's not panned out. But if you're talking about someone who's motivated, and it boils down to whether you can keep people healthy. But they've got the talent, Arizona, and they've got to have a little bit of chip on their shoulder from times when they were, even had the same record, but because of tiebreakers didn't get into the playoffs, and being injured last year and the coaching job that's being done down there, you never know when a team's going to fall apart, but that team seems like, hey, this is our time, and if you get that kind of attitude and from everything that you hear from down in Arizona, they're really excited to be playing and be healthy. And if they stay that healthy and do the same things they did last year without the completely depleted staff they did and the way they played last year without those people, I see that's a team that I think probably does have a little chip on their shoulder from just the injuries and the way they played with the key players they had missing.
And, Mike, finally, you mentioned you don't have – the MGM properties don't have all of their numbers out. Is there a specific date that you guys do that or not?
With the over-unders on the NFL, it's going to really depend on when things get settled. I think we'll probably make a move in the next week or two. But there's we're not in a big hurry. We've already had to delay it because of what's going on. So we us that the wise guys are going to bet when we put them out right away anyway, and everything's going to change instantly. But there's no hurry. I mean, people will bet the over-unders. And most of our revenue is generated from actual straight bets on the game, and putting up the over-unders and stuff is nice, but it's not a big revenue generating bets for us. It's more of a convenience for the fans, and most of them understand right now with what's going on that we're being a little careful, and to be honest with you, the public doesn't know what to do either. Not a lot of people want to make a bet until they know either. The public's a lot smarter than they used to be in the old days, and when sportsbooks first were in here, and with the technology and the internet, and there's not a lot of people that want to make moves until they know either. So we don't have a lot of demand for it because people aren't certain what they want to do anyway.
Folks, don't forget, if you're headed to Vegas, make sure and stop by the Mandalay Bay. Stay there if you can. Play the horses there if you can. Enjoy the great amenities and facilities out at the Mandalay Bay. Continue, tons of people say, hey, Mike's doing, how can I get a hold of him? What do I got to do? Stop by and see him. You can go to the Mandalay Bay website. You can drop him an email. He always takes care of the Nebraskans and the Doug and Daddy listeners. So whether you know us personally or not, doesn't matter. Just tell Mike you listen to the show and always takes care of you. So, Mike, enjoy the summer. And as we get closer to football season, we'll chat again. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. I appreciate us. Big Red guys got to stick together.
Damn right, buddy. Be good.
All right.
Mike Perenio, nobody better, director of the race and sports book at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you who will suffer an upset at Wimbledon. Which one of the top seeds, Novak Djokovic on the men's side or Serena Williams on the women's side? Pretty close. 56% said they think Djokovic will go out before Serena Williams. Today, who's going to win the World Cup? The United States or the Japanese? Japan or the USA? Depends if we kick it in our own goal. Who you got? Vote now at ESPNSuperStation.com. Former Husker quarterback Jeff Quinn going to join us when we come back.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the three most famous words in auto racing. Start your engines. Don't miss the Cam Raceway 2015 racing season every Friday night now through August. For over 30 years, Cam Raceway has been providing family-friendly fun featuring all kinds of racing, from the rookie go-karts all the way up to the 600cc outlaw mini sprints. General admission is just $7. Children 12 and under are free with an adult admission. Gates open at 7, racing revs up at 8. Find out more information at camraceway.com.
Anderson Brothers can rewire your entire house, or just add a handy outlet. We can fix an annoying drip or install a whole new kitchen and bath. We can change your furnace filter or convert your entire home to geothermal heat. After all, our name says it all. Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers. Neighbors serving your neighborhood for over 65 years.
Choose Papa Lion's Discount Fireworks when you want a real family-owned local fireworks source. You'll find pre-made family assortments or have Michelle create a custom assortment just for you. Large selections of those big 500-gram finale cakes are sure to be a showstopper. Papa Lion's also has 2 and 3-inch shells and 9-shot racks, the largest legal shells you'll find in Nebraska. Like them on Facebook for news and videos. Papa Lion's Discount Fireworks in Hastings, Superior, Kennesaw, Bay Center, Juniata, and Blue Hill.
Show your strengths at the Hastings Wide Bench Press and Deadlift Competition on Saturday, July 11th. Weight classes range from 97 to 275. Registration is $15 for bench press only, $15 for deadlift only, and $30 for both. The event schedule begins with a 7 a.m. check-in and weigh-in. Lifting begins at 8. Admission is $3 for adults and $2 ages 15 to 17. Awards will be given to the top lifters. For more information, contact the Hastings Y at 463-3139.
Join the fun and golf at Hastings Elks. We're open to the public, and our July 4th scramble is Hastings' best holiday recreation value. Visit HastingsElksGolf.com and look for the registration button. You can sign up for the July 4th tournament right online. Everyone is welcome to scramble the holiday. Visit HastingsElksGolf.com and sign up for the July 4th tournament as a single, a pair, or a team. Join the fun at HastingsElksGolf.com.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, don't forget, we will be at Midway for the Show and Shine part of Cruise Night, and that's just a couple of weeks away. Two Thursdays from tonight, we'll be there from 5 to 7:30 for the annual Show and Shine that starts the huge weekend, the biggest car show in the state, and it'll be going on in a couple of weeks. We'll tell you more about Midway here in just a little bit. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Thursday, getting ready for the 4th of July holiday weekend, and time to talk a little Nebraska football, and we welcome to the program. I keep telling him we're going to have him on, and today's the day for former Husker Jeff Quinn. Jimmy, I always say that Quinn was the third best quarterback Nebraska's ever had. Gil Frazier Quinn. Not many people agree with me on that, though.
What did you go with?
Gil Frazier Quinn.
All right, we'll go that way today. I think that's a good idea. I mean, I think why would we try to pick someone else that we haven't even ever heard of?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've told Jeff this too, and we talked about it at the beginning of the show. You know, Jeff was somebody I could follow because I'm a little bit younger than Jeff when he was playing sports, not only for Ord but for the Huskers. And hey, like Jack Gangwish now, or the Kearney Catholic kids now, or wherever. If you got somebody from a non-metro huge school, they're your school. I mean, you follow them, and we've got to become friends ever since. And he's given me some pointers on the golf course. And since my game's gone the wrong way, I assume I've learned a few things. Jeff Quinn joins us. Jeffrey, good morning. Thanks for the time. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Jim, I don't know. Don't believe everything he says, but I think he's a little biased on that ranking that he's given me. But anyway, it's always fun to talk to Doug. And truthfully, Jim, I don't know how you do it. You're working with him all the time. It must be tough.
Well, I'll tell you, no, it's pretty easy because he runs it, and I just kind of sit back and ask. But I just you know, if we ever get Jerry Taggy on the show, I'm going to tell him he's third. You know,
okay, there you go.
You know,
there you go.
But since you're on, you're going to be third today. But I enjoyed watching you play in all your games. I guess the question I got for you is, what game was it that you had? Was it a game against Alabama? Was it a game against Oklahoma? What was the one game you remember? Thank God we won that one.
Well, you know what? I would say it's probably the Missouri game. My senior year, they were the year before they had beaten us, and we were, you know, they had Bradley, and they had really a good team, and we were ranked pretty high that year, and I think that was the one year that we beat them pretty handily, and I think that was, you know, a game that I was worried about. But I've always told everybody it's the wins are what I, you know, but you don't remember as much as you do the losses. And there's a couple losses to Oklahoma and a dreadful loss to Florida State that put Florida State on the map that I will always remember. So it's the losses that kill you, and the wins, you know, they just kind of go together, because back then it was, you know, we were always in that game for a national championship shot at the end of the year. So we were always really close. And that was what was great about, you know, those years back then. And trying to get Coach Osmond's first national championship, I think that was, you know, we were always right there. And just, you know, Switzer had those great teams at that time too. So it was a tough time, but it was a lot of fun playing then.
Talking to former Husker quarterback Jeff Quinn here on the Doug and Daddy Show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth suburb area. Got a chance to chat with Mike Riley at the Satellite Camps a week ago, and we'll chat about that in a moment. But we've got a kid now, defensive end in Jack Gangwish, and there's more, but when you are that B, C, D kid, and you're definitely in the background, now everybody thinks they have to play as a redshirt freshman or a sophomore, and some of them are really pretty darn good. That just didn't happen back in your playing days. But talk about being from a small town like Gangwish is. Now he's been named a Nebraska captain after really a year ago at this time, hardly anybody knew who he was.
Well, and he is, you know, I've kind of watched him. Being from a small town, you kind of keep up with some of the small town kids in the state and see how they're doing, because you're always proud of them. I think it's a tough deal today to do that. I mean, back then we used to have quite a few recruits from the state, and now, you know, you look at the recruits and there's one or two or three a year that's coming there. But I think what Jack's done and you know, it just takes, it's in their heart. And that's the one thing I tell everybody. That's why the walk-on program is so big there. And if you get a kid that's a scholarship kid, you know, it's Nebraska football. They grew up with it. They were, you know, 4 or 5 years old, listening to the radio, watching it on TV. It was basically their life. And it's, you know, it's the only thing in the state. And people just, you know, your hometown's behind you. And it's a great, great feeling. And I think it makes for those in-state kids, especially those smaller towns. It seems like they just try harder and they want to play so much more than, you know, some of those big city kids that have been around a lot of different programs. So it's neat to watch. I think the motivation and the heart of those kids is what you can't measure. And I think that's what's just so cool about what Gangwish and a lot of these small town kids have done from the state of Nebraska. And to play there and to have success there is phenomenal, and it's great to see. And I've always enjoyed seeing that. I respect those guys that much too.
We've talked about it numerous times on this show. You've got Division II UNK, which at the time you were playing was Kearney State, and the coaches will talk about chasing that big red dream. A lot of kids, if they have that opportunity, they've always wanted to be a Husker, they'll chase it. Then about a year or maybe 2 years in, there is no light at the end of the tunnel, and the kids are thinking, did I make the right decision? And some of them stick it out, some of them transfer. You had that moment. Can you kind of talk about that and what makes the difference there?
Well, you know, my senior year, we were more of a basketball school. My football senior year was just, we were 3-6. And so I was, a lot of those kids, you know, it's another subject for another day, but multi-sport kids, which I think if you aren't a multi-sport kid, I mean, that's one thing. I just think everybody needs to play with more sports. But, you know, I had that same thing. I went to Nebraska and I got a scholarship. Remember the day I was one of the early signees, which shocked me because we weren't that good in football. But I went there my first year, and you start having doubts. You know, you get up there and you see all these guys from California and Florida and Texas, and like, oh my gosh, am I over my head? And my first year, there was probably 12 or 13 quarterbacks on the team, and I was 12 or 13. I was dead last. And I excuse my language, I really stunk. So that winter ball, I said, you know, I kind of made some comments to a couple of my friends. I said, you know, if I don't do well in spring ball, I'm going to transfer to Kearney, because I wanted to play two sports. And so that's always in the back of your mind. And then, you know, I think that spring, I just gave it my all. It was probably the hardest I'd worked ever, and I ended up moving from like 13 to number 3, and I was going to travel with the varsity as a sophomore. So, and not even playing as a freshman on the freshman team. There was 3 or 4 quarterbacks on the freshman team I didn't play. But anyway, that's the big thing, is you go there and you see these guys, and you're just kind of like, whoa, it kind of takes you back a ways, and you're like, you know, do I really belong here? And, you know, you've got to fight through that. And I think that the feeling that you have, and you start, you know, you start thinking about all those things, like, well, I watched Nebraska and I remember all the great Rodgers and Taggy and all these guys. And then it kind of fuels you for that next season. And that's what it did for me. 'Cause if I would have stuck it up that spring ball, I definitely would have been at Kearney and would have loved it. I would have tried to play a couple sports and would have had a great time and had a lot of friends at Kearney too. So that's the thing. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just seeing the talent come from across the country. And it's pretty amazing. It's kind of like it sets you back for a while, and you've got to adjust to it, and you've got to step up your game.
Yeah.
when I look back, I think Jeff Fan was from Grand Island, might have played during that time with you. You know, there was Tim Hager, was at Lincoln Southeast. He was kind of a backup quarterback to you. He might have been, when you were one, he might have been two. You know, I might be wrong. I'm trying to remember back this far without anything in front of me. But we seem to have a little bit more Nebraska players that had some impact than we do at this time. Talk a little bit about what you think transitioned that.
Well, you know, that's, I think it's just the fact that, you know, you're getting more, you're seeing more schools, you know, the scholarship limit was the biggest thing for us. I mean, that going down in the 85 rule, you had to, you know, you had to hit early in the 70s. We had that 115 limit, and you could give 45, and then it dropped to 30, and then it dropped to 85 on the team. So, that really was the biggest factor I can think of. And then so the schools really started thinking, okay, we've got to get, we've got to go outside and we've got to look at, because before you could give, you know, 10 to 12 Nebraska guys and, you know, a bunch to out of state and you'd be fine. But then they started thinking, okay, now it's down to where we only have 85 on the team. So it really adjusted when you're only given 20 or 22 scholarships. So then they started thinking, well, let's go outside and try to keep people, you know, to walk on. And so it changed everybody. And then you start getting kids from, you know, small town Nebraska that would, you know, maybe in the 70s getting a scholarship. Now they're like, okay, do I walk on or do I go to, you know, Wyoming or North Dakota or North Dakota State or some other place? So that's the biggest change. And, you know, I think that was the hardest thing, and it's going to continue to be that way. And because there's a lot of great athletes in that state that, you know, are playing other places. But, you know, 30 years ago or 40 years ago, they would have been probably a scholarship player at Nebraska because we had the numbers were bigger. So I would say that was the biggest thing. It's a shame, but, you know, it's just the way college football is and the money they have. I feel it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a sin because there's so much money in college football now, especially with the BCS and the championship game. It's just going to get more and more money. So you'd think they'd make some changes, but I think the 85 rule is probably here to stay.
A couple minutes left with Jeff Quinn, Husker starter in 79 and 80 down in Texas. Got a chance to meet Mike Riley at the satellite camp and kind of see what was going on. Jeff, your impressions of what you saw down there in Dallas?
Well, Coach Riley is, you know, when we first started talking about him, when I heard he was coming on, a good friend of mine in Oregon's a high school coach, and him and Coach Riley are best of friends. And I immediately called. He's a Steve Corey. His dad was a longtime NFL coach, and he's coaching there. He played at Oregon State, so he knows Coach Riley from a long time. But he just said, Jeff, he said, you've got the finest coach in the country. And he was talking pro and college. And so I was able to meet him at spring game, and we talked for a while, and he's just the classiest guy I think I have ever met since Coach Osborne. And I think everyone is finding that out about him. He's put together an incredible staff, and you can see it. They can recruit, just see it in the guys they have, the early commits. They're from all over the country. Met a bunch of the guys that were with him down here in Texas, and you know, it's great to see it. I mean, I haven't been this excited since, you know, Coach Osborne, and I think it's really going to, you know, it's going to be an amazing few years, and we'll see if all these recruits that he's got so far can stay. But I got the chance to see Terry Wilson, met him, met his mother. Great guy, just a fabulous quarterback. He's got all the tools. He can fly. He's a classy individual. He's just well-mannered. His mom, I think, is a single mother, and she's brought him up just amazingly. And he's got all the tools. And, you know, what I like about him is he even, you know, he was even called when Coach was looking at Pat Riley or Pat O'Brien. And he called up Terry, and he said, Terry, look, I'm going to offer another quarterback. And it's a kid from California. And Terry said, well, he said, Coach, it's time to compete. So he didn't, you know, he didn't back down. He's a great kid, and I just hope, you know, Scott Frost needs to stay away from him. So if anybody knows Scott, I'm sure there are on the, you know, tell Scott to stay away from Terry. But I think we'll get him. I hope we do. You never know till February. But anyway, Terry reminds me of a guy that came in my senior year as a freshman, and he's number one on Doug's list, Turner Gill. I mean, he's just mature beyond his age, his years, and I think he's going to be something special. You never know about this till you see him play, but I'm really excited about him. And shoot, we got another one, Patrick O'Brien, who I kind of can't wait to see how he does up in the Elite 11 in Oregon this next week. So it's exciting times, and Coach Riley has done an incredible job with his staff, and I am just—I can't tell you how excited I am. And I wasn't coaching high school football here. I'd be coming up to a lot more games this fall, but I might try to make a couple of them. But anyway, looking forward to it, and just so excited about Coach Riley and the staff he's put together.
Well, former Husker quarterback Jeff Quinn isn't coming back for Ord's alumni this weekend because he made it last year when he was put in the Hall of Fame. So we had to call him and talk to him on today's Doug and Daddy show. And before we let you go, Jeff, one of the things that's kind of been across all the talk radio here in Nebraska is the brand. They keep saying the branding of Nebraska. Do kids in wherever still recognize Nebraska as a power, as a great place to go to college? You're in the big state of Texas. How does Nebraska, what is Nebraska's role down there? How are they viewed?
Well, it's tough. I mean, that's the one place that, you know, hopefully he'll get back here and recruit. You know, it looks like he is, but it's still, I'm always wearing my Nebraska stuff around, and all the kids that, you know, I'm coaching, I've done some clinics and things down here. So you'll see a few guys in the Husker red, but it's not as much as I'd like to see. And I think if we continue to have success and we continue to move up the national rankings, I think that's going to get more and more. But I think that's the biggest thing is you've got to see a lot of the Oklahomas and the Alabamas and the LSUs. I mean, it's down south, and that's the toughest thing. I mean, we're always battling the SEC, it looks like, down here in this state and the Big 8 or Big 12. So I think it's just a matter of getting us back on the map and playing in those championship games and, you know, getting to be, you know, top 5, top 10 team, and I think we'll be right back there. But not as much as I'd like to see, and I get ridiculed a little bit about my Husker stuff, but I see it coming back. I guess that's what I should say. I see us coming back and being a player down here.
Well, as we said, third best quarterback in Nebraska history. And in his first game, he rushed for over 100 yards as a starter. That was the first time that a Husker quarterback had done that in more than 15 years. And I hope your golf game's a little bit better, Jeffrey.
Yeah, it's not. But all I can say is you better win tomorrow, because I'm going to be calling you and texting you. So you better be on your game.
We will send you a video from the site.
Do that, please do that,
Jeff. It's an honor to chat with you, call you my friend, and I appreciate the time here on the show.
All right. Well, thank you. And, Jim, you take care of him and you keep Doug under control. Okay.
I've got that done for the rest of the day.
Have a great weekend, Jeff.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Jeff Quinn joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great to catch up with him. And we'll take a final break, wrap things up, and have a few more thoughts on what we've already talked about today after this.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you wanted. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Crazy Burn is the latest, hottest weight loss product exclusively being sold at the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. Are you looking to get fit and slim down for summer? Crazy Burn has ephedra effects, resulting in more energy, appetite suppression, and amazing weight loss. Start working on that beach body today. Don't go mad hoping for something to work. Get crazy with Crazy Burn and start getting results today. Available exclusively at your Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, and the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
Holden, you haven't moved in hours.
I know. I need to exercise, but I don't have the motivation.
It's not like you have to run 10 miles or do 1,000 push-ups. All it takes is some physical activity. A short walk, a bike ride, or some disc golf.
That's it?
Just 30 minutes a day will add years to your life.
Wow. I can find that much time every day to be active. It might even be kind of fun.
For more information and helpful resources, check out ActivateBuffaloCounty.com, powered by Buffalo County Community Partners and Safe Routes to School.
Light up tonight with the fireworks that will make your display the best one on the block with Mars Fireworks Stands. Fun and safe products for kids and awesome big cakes for the biggest displays. Fireworks for the backyard or the biggest neighborhood displays. Mars has you covered. Get the biggest bang for your buck at Mars Fireworks in the Tri-Cities and all of South Central Nebraska.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, sports talk in any condition.
What I can't fathom is how one can drink ice-cold beer in freezing weather.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little
producer
beans.
Caleb and said this is one of his favorite songs. Johnny Horton.
There you go. Where'd Johnny Horton play his college football at?
Cumberland.
Okay, Cumberland.
He got beat by Georgia Tech 222-0 or whatever it was, right?
1916, right?
Yeah, it was way back in the time. Scott from Kearney says, Jeff very respectably said, nobody knows who the hell Nebraska is in Texas anymore. That's what Scott's part was. Doug and Kearney told us on the Dent Popper inbox here, if Jeff Quinn would have transferred to Kearney State to play football and basketball, I think I would have passed him the basketball a few times in the old Cushing Coliseum. He could fill it up on the basketball court. Thanks, Doug. Of course, Mr. Holtmeyer, he did an okay job on the court, too.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he didn't have to pass it a lot.
So I appreciate that. You know what? The interviews today went way better than the Jim Harbaugh thing on Colin Cowherd yesterday. Wow, hard to believe how that's blown up. That's just a strange deal. It was hard to listen to.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it. And
yeah,
don't
waste your time.
Both of you are looking. Both of you are. I mean, did he just do the old, well, we got to play him one game at a time?
Well, he didn't play along. He didn't. His answers were three words. It was like talking to a freshman, high school freshman, for the first time you ever interview some of these kids. They're very timid. They're very quiet. They're very nervous. He wasn't nervous. It was just like he didn't know how to respond to anything Cowherd was doing. And, of course,
and did Cowherd just go, hey, you know, this isn't working out very good. I'm going to let you go? Or
yeah.
Did he actually?
Yeah, he did.
He said, hey, that's what he said. Just hang up.
He goes, Jimmy, this, you know, I love you. It's great. I appreciate you. But this, we just aren't going anywhere. We're just not getting anywhere today. So I wish you the best of luck and take care. And that was it. And then the rest of the program talked about it and a little bit of it today as well. Hey, the Tri-City Storm have promoted Dana Wright to Vice President of Business Operations with the Storm, a young man that came in back in 2008 and has done just about everything. And sometimes those guys that have worked every job end up being the general manager and end up overseeing great franchises at all levels. So congratulations to Dana Wright, of course, from Albion, went to UNK, and another Loper that's doing well out there at the Vero Event Center and the Tri-City Storm. In the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we remind you that now through July 9th, that is 1 week, it's the time to celebrate freedom from interest. Approved buyers can get 0% APR for 72 months on most 2015 Chevy vehicles. And all month, Midway Chevrolet has more than 100 new Chevrolets in stock, from the 36 highway mile per gallon Malibu to the popular Equinox crossover, or over 45 Silverado auto trucks to choose from. They're sure to find one that fits your needs this summer. The Midway Auto Dealership. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and online at thinkmidway.com. You ready for the weekend?
Yep, I'm sure ready. How about you?
Yeah, it's, as I mentioned, alumni. So we'll work that in around all the 4th of July. Got to go spray some golf balls tomorrow, which is one of those, you know, the benefits where you play it for a benefit of whatever. It's not about what you win. It's just if you win.
There you go.
It's bragging rights.
Hey, if you see Ken Truby, tell him hi for me.
Kenneth went into the Hall of Fame in that initial class last year. Yeah. I might know a place or two where you've seen Ken Truby, too.
There you go.
Yeah. Who would have been Jeff Quinn's basketball coach.
That's exactly right.
At the time. Hey, we want to thank Jeff Quinn, former Husker quarterback, and, of course, Ord Chanticleer. Also to Mike Perenio, the director of the Racing Sportsbook out at the Mandalay Bay. Tomorrow, it's a best-of show. We will have Dave Winfield, the college and Pro Baseball Hall of Famer. We'll also be talking with NCAA basketball official John Higgins from Nebraska and Jack Gangwish from after the spring game. Back live Monday. Jimmy, have a great 4th of July.
See you later.
Have a great one, folks. We'll see you Monday. Be safe. We'll be back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!